Before I continue, who here has had any philosophy, taken any philosophy papers or done any? Hands right up. Right, have a look around. If you don't get this joke, have a talk with them afterwards. So, horse goes into a bar. And before it's dusty, it's sweaty, its mane is kind of clumped down its back. And it trots over to the barkeeper, and before it can utter out a yay or even a nay, the barkeeper looks at it and says, "My goodness, I bet you're as dry as the cart that you left outside." And the horse is just silent for a moment. It just looks around, and it looks at the people chatting at the front of the bar, and it takes note of the people having a philosophical debate at the back. It looks at the bartender and goes, "No, I don't think I am," and poof, it disappears. And the bartender is shocked, drops the glass that he was drying. What on earth has happened? And then you get a voice from down the back saying, "Ted, we told you, don't put the cart before the horse." You can put the slide up now. Tuck me in. So I sometimes wonder if Jesus told jokes. Actually, I think he did. Yep. But we sometimes get this view that Jesus was just a very, very serious man who almost floated just above the desert that he walked through. But humor's very cultural, and wordplay very rarely ever survives our attempts to translate it. But when I look at the parable that we're going to be looking at today, I really picture Jesus setting up this classic joke. Looking at the people who were seated before him, standing around him, and saying, "Did you hear the one about the Pharisee and the tax collector going up to the temple?" And his listeners would have been expecting a punchline, but not the one that he gave them. So we're going to read it. It wasn't on. Wasn't on though as well. So, let's read it. "To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. 2 men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, 'God, I thank you that I am not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.' But the tax collector stood at a distance, and he would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast, and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.' And I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." So Luke tells us that Jesus had aimed this story to some who were confident of their own righteousness, who looked down on everybody else. So we'd probably call someone like that self-righteous, wouldn't we? And it often hides itself in us in really good behaviours, perfectly respectable behaviours, like giving, like praying piously, like making sure you come to church every Sunday and getting there on time, Actually, that would be great. 10 o'clock it starts. 9:30 for prayer, even better. The issue wasn't these practices in and of themselves. They are good. It's the belief that it's actually doing these things that make us right before God. Then there's comparative righteousness. When we measure our standing by comparing ourselves with others. That's the one I frequently fall into. I climb up my invisible ladder and I glance down and go, oh, I haven't gossiped as much as that person this week. I wasn't as late to church as that person. You know, ironically, I find myself doing it even as I read this parable. Well, I'm glad I'm not like that Pharisee. Thank goodness I'm not like that Pharisee. Two men went up to the temple to pray. Man, Jesus is setting up the match of the century. This is a fight. In the blue corner, we have the Pharisee. You know, Pharisees in Jesus' day were much admired. I mean, these were good people. They were disciplined. They were devoted to Scripture. They were meticulous in their fasting, their tithing, and their going to prayer. I think the historian Josephus, in his writings, say they were beloved by the ordinary folk. They were well respected. If you wanted a role model for holiness, they were it. But in the red corner, we have the tax collector. And they really were quite diametrically opposite in how people thought of them. These tax collectors were generally Jews who were working for the pagan oppressors, the Romans. And they extorted their own people to line their own pockets. You know, we have evidence that they were barred from giving court testimony in many circumstances. And we have some documentary evidence as well that actually when it came to going to worship, they were relegated to going to the court of the Gentiles. So although you're going to see some pictures today of a Pharisee and a tax collector praying together, it's really unlikely that in the first century